from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting Russian reaction to Trump administration controversies. Russia has reacted defensively and cautiously this week after the resignation of President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, who was considered among the most Kremlin-friendly in the new administration. Russia's initial euphoria when President Trump took office is fading after Flynn's resignation and Trump's call for Russia to return Crimea to Ukraine. Russia considered Flynn to be key in promoting improved relations with the United States. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. He said, "We haven't been wearing rose-tinted glasses. We've never harbored illusions, so there's nothing to be disappointed in." Peskov went on to say, "There's not yet been substantive contact between the two heads of state. It's not known when this will happen, and probably only after they talk will it be clear where significant differences remain and where it's possible to discover areas for cooperation." While the Kremlin called Flynn's resignation a U.S. internal matter, many Russian lawmakers described it as politically motivated against Russia. Vice Admiral Robert Harward has turned down the offer by President Trump to become the new National Security Advisor, replacing General Flynn. The 60-year-old Harward retired from the military in 2013. He has previous experience working in the White House, where he served in the National Security Council under President George W. Bush. Officials confirmed Friday that local Islamic State affiliates have attacked and killed at least 18 government soldiers in eastern Afghanistan. The deadly clash occurred in Dibala, where Afghan forces have recently launched a counter-IS offensive with American air support. At least 8 Daesh fighters were also killed and 12 others were wounded, according to sources. This is VOA News. Palestinians are expressing alarm but not surprise at the outcome of this week's meeting in Washington between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Trump appeared to back down from decades of U.S. policy regarding a two-state solution to tensions between the Palestinians and Israelis. Randolph-Macon College Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach tells VOA the ingredients have been there for two states where the Palestinians and Israelis coexist.
What's been lacking is, frankly, the pressure from the United States, which, starting with President Clinton and the Oslo process, has basically backed away from the idea that there is an international consensus about what ought to be, and has allowed the two parties, which are vastly unequal in terms of power, to simply say, well, here, you guys figure out what you want to do.
Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, created further confusion Thursday when she insisted the two-state solution is what the U.S. supports. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence left Friday morning for Europe. He'll be spending the next several days meeting with world leaders in Munich and Brussels. Now, this will be Pence's first overseas trip since being sworn into office a month ago. A senior White House foreign policy advisor says the trip is an opportunity for the vice president to reassure our allies and our partners and also to lay out our U.S. priorities for the transatlantic relationship on behalf of President Donald Trump. New Zealand and Australia reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen bilateral ties today as the two countries' prime ministers met in Queenstown. Speaking at a news conference, both Bill English, the New Zealand Prime Minister, and Malcolm Turnbull, the Australian Prime Minister, said they continue to support the Trans-Pacific Partnership despite the U.S. withdrawal from the agreement. Prime Minister English.
Malcolm and I are both focused on regional trade and the opportunities that free trade agreements represent. We're focused on finding ways to take the TPP forward now that the United States has withdrawn.
Australian Prime Minister Turnbull.
The new American administration pulled out of the TPP, but we'll continue to open up, working together, recognising our shared interests are in opening up more economic opportunities.
Turnbull said he has had frank and forthright discussions during several phone calls with President Trump over the TPP. South Korean authorities have arrested the 48-year-old head of Samsung in connection with his alleged role in the corruption scandal that led to the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. Billionaire businessman Lee Jae-yong is suspected of paying Park's influential friend Choi Soon-sil $36 million in return for the president's help. Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.